Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Thank you, and welcome for joining us on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. We've got lots to cover today. We're going to talk about some of the pitfalls in using PayPal for your internet marketing website. We'll talk about increasing your conversion rate, which is all important. You certainly want to get more sales. And with Ask Andy, he's going to answer a couple questions. One about using wireless print servers, another one about virtual memory, and then he'll give you a list of nine things which will mess up, and the number 10 to your computer. We won't talk about that, though. So he'll talk about the other nine things which will mess up your computer. And it's important. It's great information, so stay tuned for that. But business account, premium account, premier account, or personal account. We're going to talk about PayPal. If you plan to do little with your PayPal account other than buying goods, then the personal account will be perfectly adequate for your needs. However, you are probably interested in doing a little bit more, or perhaps a lot more, than just that. However, we've got to look at several important things here. According to PayPal regulations, you can only use your personal account to send money to private individuals or to purchase goods or services on the Internet in any situation where PayPal is one of the accepted payment methods. They do, however, clearly state that as long as you want to earn money by selling anything online, you need to use a premier or a business account. We're going to cover both of those. You can have both a personal account and a premium or business account, but you have to register completely different credit cards, different email addresses, and different bank account details for each account in order to have more than one. You can't have more than one personal account. You can't have more than one business account, unless each personal account has a different bank, credit card, and ID numbers. The premier and business accounts are primarily designed for individual members who consider it likely that they might enjoy significant transaction numbers. In other words, you're going to make money, you want to make money, and you're hopefully going to have some credit card payments coming through. Business accounts are broadly similar and offer many of the same advantages as do the premier accounts, except that they can also enable you to transact business according to and using a corporate or group name, and they can accept all types of payments from you, even those that do not have a PayPal account. The facilities that are available to premier and business account holders over and above those enjoyed by personal account holders include the ability to accept unlimited payments for debit or credit cards. The debit cards will not be accepted in personal accounts. It also allows you the ability to accept regular or irregular subscriptions, in other words, a payment each month. It's possible access to PayPal debit card, which you can use to withdraw any money that you have in your funds. The ability to mass payment facility, which is very helpful. Access to PayPal shops and stores. It also gives you a multi-user login access. So if you have a business, you can have several people within your business able to log into the account. Plus, there is access to all the basic central features of the personal accounts as well. So the bottom line, whatever business is that you plan to run, if you're going to run online, it is reasonably to assume that you want your customers to use PayPal, right? Well, then you need to get your personal account upgraded as quickly as you can, or to just register them for a new personal account. I have both a personal account and a business account, and that allows you to be a little more flexible. If we were to consider a comparative summary of the services of merchant's account as opposed to PayPal, it would be difficult to see a great deal of difference, but some people like the merchant's account, some people like PayPal, and many give you the opportunities of both. In fact, it may even appear that PayPal has some major advantages, one's simplicity, over many of the other merchant accounts. Then you might ask yourself why many leading online businesses, entrepreneurs, still prefer to work with merchant accounts when their fees are obviously considerably higher than those of PayPal. There's reasons for that. And the answer lies within one of the seemingly unexplained or mysterious aspects of PayPal, one that you will not find mentioned anywhere on their website. PayPal is not a bank, nor are they a finance company. They are a privately owned payment processing company. Thus, PayPal has absolutely no need to follow any federal, national, or international banking regulations, and this is a loophole that they have, sometimes have been guilty of using it, and sometimes abusing it. International banking regulations were created and established to prevent the average man from suffering hardships and issues such as having their bank accounts frozen for weeks or months, even up to a year. No explanation. Well, PayPal is still not subject to those rules. They are still as close to being a law unto themselves as possible. They answer to nobody but the bosses at eBay who owns them. What this means is that PayPal can do exactly what they want with your account, when they want, how they want. And there is little or nothing that you can do about it if they decide to do something like locking up your business, saying you can't use the account, holding on to your money. It can be a major convenience, it can be a minor convenience, but it can really hurt your business. You know now that if you are using a real merchant account from a large-scale, globally recognized finance institution, then your interests are heavily protected by the international banking laws and regulations. That's important. Not saying not to use PayPal. I use it, everybody uses it, but also good to have some options. However, under those same regulations, a merchant is legally obliged to directly deposit your monies into your personal or business account. Thus, you have total control over those funds, and they are protected by applicable laws and regulations that are in process at this time. With PayPal, your money is deposited and retained in a PayPal account, not your bank account, a PayPal account. And guess who has control over the PayPal account? They do. And they can do exactly what they want with your money. Now, I stress again that it's for the vast majority of folks, there's no problem. It works great. It's a great way to do it. And the fact that you are trusting an unregulated, privately owned commercial entity to take care of your money is aside from everything. PayPal can, for example, freeze or suspend your account at any time for no reason at all. And once an account is frozen, PayPal can literally make you jump backwards through hoops to get it unfrozen, with absolutely no guarantee that it will get unfrozen. Again, I'm just telling you the other side of PayPal. It's still a great place to use, and it really is the standard right now. Remember, PayPal is answerable to no one except PayPal, so they can limit your account forever how long they want if they think there's a problem. Once the account is frozen, that is, your money is tied up, and until further notice, there is no one that can help you. You can lose access to your cash for months with no recourse whatsoever to any independent arbitrator. Imagine if your PayPal account were to be the one that you rely on to fund your business and everything else, and then you potentially suffer a very rapid domino effect in this situation. If, for example, you are a merchant who supplies customers with tangible real products as opposed to something online, then you need to be able to pay your suppliers. And if PayPal has locked up your account, you're not going to be able to fill the orders. Your customers will, all unlikelihood, be patient for a little while, but after a while, they're going to be upset. When you cannot answer their questions satisfactorily, then perhaps they lose patience, start lodging disputes against you, and then PayPal just has more reason not to unfreeze your account. This gives the appearance that you are trying to cheat your customers by accepting money but not delivering the goods, making it look like, for all the world, you are engaging in fraudulent behavior. The bottom line is that PayPal has total and absolute control over your account and are still not answerable to any independent third party should they do anything that you are not happy with. So, despite the fact that they do seem to be making genuine steps towards satisfying all requirements for obtaining the true bank status, they are not covered there yet, and until they are, this situation will, in all likelihood, continue to apply. So, to return the original question, Why are the businesses and entrepreneurs all over the world willing to get a merchant account rather than strictly use PayPal? It accepts debit cards and does much more, and there's a little protection there in case something happens. Because they know that many potential customers will perceive businesses that use PayPal as small-time operators. That's the reason big companies don't use PayPal, because that can give it a large corporation kind of a question mark. And secondly, because dealing with a real merchant account provider is the only safe and secure way to make sure that your money comes to you at the time it's due you, not being held in a separate account, which PayPal does in their own PayPal account. Real businesses want to have as much control over their own destinies as possible. You should too. And using PayPal is perceived by many as giving away too much control to someone else. So, what causes PayPal to freeze your accounts? Well, basically anything that happens with your account or anything that PayPal might believe could have happened is more than sufficient to trigger the freeze. Now, getting any kind of definite response or answer to a question like why is very difficult. You don't get good answers. There's just red flags that go up, and PayPal is pretty much computer-generated, and it's very difficult to talk to a person. Some reasons that is suspected that your account might be suspended: too much money moving through your account. If you have previously sold products for $27 to $50, then all of a sudden sell something for $999 or $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, that triggers a red flag. Logging in from too many different IP addresses, especially the IP address in another country, that'll do it. If you're on vacation using somebody else's computer, the IP address is very important for their business. You register a credit or debit card or a bank account that someone else has used at some time, or somebody else's name is on it. When they check it, they question why are there two names on it. So there's just different reasons that they can freeze your account or kind of stop and see what happens, or just say you can't use us anymore. The list of reasons why PayPal may have frozen your accounts could be unbounded by only by imagination. But at least you don't have control. Remember, they have. And note very carefully how this works. You wake up one morning, you log in to find out you can no longer access your money. PayPal gives no reason as to why. They've just shut it down. In other words, because of lack of regulatory control, as it currently stands, PayPal is the lawyer, the jury, the judge, all rolled into one. You are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent, and it's entirely your responsibility to prove that you are innocent. Some solutions, how you might avoid having this problem. And there are ways to do it. PayPal is not, they're not ogres. They're not out to take your money, but they don't have the regulations that we're used to have with banking. A couple solutions. Call PayPal before and show the site with no PayPal button. Let them know the site. Talk to an account rep. Ask for an account rep. Tell them to look at your site, and this is it. Get the PayPal's name, the account name representative, so you have somebody at a later time to refer to. Tell them how much you plan to do and explain how, where, when, for, and why that you plan on doing all this, so they have some idea. And if you can, use more than just PayPal as your option. Also go to one of the other many merchant accounts there and have that capability. If you're just selling one item and one item alone, I wouldn't do that. I just worry about PayPal. But if you're selling multiple items, then you want to look at maybe a something that sets up a cart. PayPal will not set up a cart for you, but these other companies will. When you launch your site without, a good idea is to launch your site without PayPal and let it go for a few days, get a few sales in and with through a merchant account, and then start with PayPal. But be sure to tell your other merchant accounts, too, what you're doing. If you let them know up front, then all of a sudden it's not going to be such a shock to them. If you're planning a big launch or you have a big project coming up where you expect maybe you get three or four people a day to purchase something, and now you expect a big sale, so you might get 50 a day, notify PayPal a day or so in advance and tell them you think you're going to have an increase in sales, because if all of a sudden it starts from one sale and jumps up to several hundred dollars or thousands of dollars, they're going to stop the freeze. There's something fraud or something going on here. So let them know ahead of time. Get that account rep name, talk to him, and you're going to solve a lot of problems for yourself. If you use ClickBank, a lot of you people selling things use ClickBank. You do not need to call them. They're used to these kinds of sales from many different people coming in. So it tells them it's not credit card fraud or anything else, so don't worry about ClickBank, but PayPal is a concern. Make sure to log in daily and honor your refund policy. If you get a request, if you get a dispute, make sure to respond ASAP to the issues. If you slack on this, it takes your account a while to get adjusted, you don't respond right away, that's going to cause a problem. That'll also cause a problem with a merchant account. I'm just saying, log in every day, make sure there's nobody asking for a refund. If they are, give it to them right away. Or if there's some dispute, try to solve it. An individual may not have two accounts, but you can, and so can your spouse. So there's two right there. Also, anyone may have one personal account and one business account. So it's possible to have four accounts in one household. Again, if you read it, you look at, I can only have one account. But really, you can have multiple. Multiple accounts are good to have if one site gets shut down. Your business on all the other sites are not shut down. So if you're running several different websites, my suggestion, very strong suggestion, is to have different PayPal accounts for each one. All it would be is a different login, a different email address to get into a PayPal account. And it's going to solve a lot of problems in case you do get frozen. Keep in mind, though, if they shut one down and you move everything to a different one, you can get that one shut down. If they shut one down, move it to another one, but call them and tell them what you're doing so that you're up front with them and it'll save you a lot of problems. They're not out to get you. They're not out to make it difficult for you. But they are their own personal banking accounts, so they need to protect themselves, too, and that's what they're doing. If your site does get shut down, do not add one of the other PayPal accounts to your account. And I mean that strongly, because they're just going to lock that up. And then what they could do is lock you up for good, never allow you at any time to have another PayPal account. And that could eventually really hurt your business. If you do get shut down, two things that are hard to do, be calm and don't overreact. Call PayPal and be polite. You know, play the game. Never sound desperate, because then they figure they got you. Be sympathetic to how you are trying to work things out and work with the customers and do what's right. You appreciate that they're trying to prevent fraud. Show that you are willing to comply to anything needed, even if shutting down your site. Yes, even you might say, well, shut down my site for a couple days and then we'll start it up again. Play into their hands and go along with them. Remember, they've got control. Speak to a supervisor. In most cases, you really should. That's why I suggested earlier, call before you start. And if you start already, call anyway and get an account name. I've got a gentleman that I have as my account rep. And so if you do have a problem, you can call up. And then you're speaking to someone that knows something about you and knows something about your business. In general, PayPal is a great company, very efficient. It's great service. It helps you. Reasonable rates by comparison to other merchants' accounts. And it's kind of the standard out there on the web. You even find larger companies now at least having a PayPal link, because people feel much more comfortable using PayPal than they do putting their credit card in. The bottom line is, if you are involved in online business or internet marketing in any way, I understand you have to use PayPal, and it's great to use. Use them. But also, if you can, have another account. Let me remind you that all you need to do is keep as little money as possible tied up in PayPal. In other words, get it out of that PayPal account as fast as you can. And when you do get money into your PayPal account, move it out of there. As it comes in, move more out. That's just important. You need to offer alternative payments methods to PayPal, and then you won't have to worry about losing business and losing your livelihood and making things more difficult for you. So I urge you to put the wheels in motion now by looking into a merchant account and trying to make sure that you have other alternatives to PayPal. But PayPal is a great thing to use. It's very important. It's a standard right now on websites, but just be aware of the different pitfalls that are there. And we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a short time. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.